I often struggle to think of things with matches like that, because obviously there's, you know, I suppose we were expecting 3 points and it came, so.
Yeah, but also with the changes made, yeah, the right response, I thought. I was well pleased with some of the movement, the passing, and the goals as well. I thought tiny little bit in the second half, probably took our foot off the accelerator, but when we got back on it, it was good to watch. And any team, you know, obviously they're down there struggling, it's very difficult for them, but any team, if you play the way that we can play, we'll put quite a few teams to the sword. You know, so very pleasing, because you've had the knockers over the well after Saturday, and quite rightly. So that's one for us to get back on the right track with it, I hope.
And you mentioned the second half. I was going to mention myself then. You know, 3-0 start of the second half. They were getting into it a few chances, and you know, the whole story was going back.
How many times do you see it in football? I don't know what goes on in people's heads, mate. It's so frustrating for coaches and managers. You know, we say all the right things and try to make them do the right things, you know, about staying professional and, you know, keeping it nice and sharp and two-touch. But I don't know. This just seems to be something that creeps in. And that's not just our lot. I think you see it in most teams, and even at Premier League level, you know. So it's kind of unacceptable, but... for some reason it's understandable. I'd love to know why.
And you mentioned the changes before. Is that with one eye on every midweek between now, you know, for the next few weeks, that you just keep everybody fresh and keep everybody
just one eye on giving people the opportunity to go and stake a claim for the shirt and keeping everybody on their toes?
And Greg Daniels did that tonight.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. And you know, for his three goals, you look at the finish as well. Probably could have had a fourth one there. He's so composed, he's got good touch, good awareness, and he gives us that attacking threat from midfield areas, which you know, I thought was superb. We're backed up by Ollie Banks and Jake, to be honest. You know, so there's plenty of questions that have been answered from my point of view tonight, and you know, it's good to see, you know, the lads come in and do so well.
I sort of asked this the other week, but in a run like this where you're playing the three bottom teams, is it difficult to just keep a little bit of keep the concentration, keep everybody on the game? I mean,
I hope not. Well, you know, if it needs for me to shake it up again, then that'll be the case. You know, there's no problem there. But we've got 6 games left now to try and secure as quickly as possible, secure a playoff spot, you know, and then we can, you know, possibly look at a few things and look at, because it's some tired legs in there, you know, it is a long, hard season, and give the opportunity to rest players, like you said. So, you know, the sooner we can get ourselves in there, then the better, because they're all good players, as we've seen. There's not a change that I can make that's going to weaken us in any way.
Yeah, exactly. Cheers, Cal.
Cheers.